Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Very excited about having our good friend Joe Barker back on the show. One of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of the great futurists of our time. The author of a book that changed my life, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, and the associated film that is captivating. I saw the original. Joel, you've updated it too, haven't you, since then?
Yes, yeah, we had to. We had examples had to get updated because the kids, the young ones are saying, but this is history.
I know. They don't like anything older than 48 hours, do they?
That's about it, literally.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Joel, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
So, folks, every time Joel joins us, he always brings us stuff coming at us from the future. And one of the things that you're bringing up this time, Joel, is a mind-reading typing tool, and that you say for paralyzed people. But I'm just imagining I'm around somebody, and there's my computer, and this thing is on there, and all of a sudden, the people I'm with can read what I'm thinking about them. This could be dangerous too.
Well, now that's an interesting second order effect, Jim. That's because that is consequential. If mm-hmm. if I can send out signals by thinking in my brain and make the computer type for me, if I'm a quadriplegic, that's a wonderful thing. That's an amazing.
Oh yeah!
Because all of a sudden they're back into the game.
How does it work? How does it get into their brain?
Well, right now this is still, and a funny thing, I'm going to say primitive. This is extremely sophisticated science, but it's still primitive. But it's a cap, and the cap has a whole bunch of little points of measurement where it can pick up the electrical activity of the brain. And so you put the cap on, and you start thinking letters, and it's built to read what you're thinking.
Wow.
And you say, this is my A, this is my B, this is my C. And as you educate it, and
right.
The end result is it knows what brain signal you're sending out equals to a letter, and you can begin to type.
Well, it's just like OCR, optical character recognition, on scanning machines. You know, when those things first came out, OCR was very rough and primitive, and it had a hard time reading different kinds of fonts, and now it can read anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's actually a very clever way to a metaphor to it. It is just like that, except it's reading the brain instead of letters on a piece of paper.
Right, right. And is this going to be something that would be like, remember the phones where you had three letters per button and you had to choose one of them? Or like now when you type, when you text, I forget what they call that, where it gives you examples that you can choose from. Does it do that, or does it do the actual letter that you want?
It ultimately does the ultimate letter that you do. You
wow. Should,
again, you have to educate it.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the deal is, right now the interface is about 6 to 8 words a minute.
Right.
But the push is.
But that's liberating. That's liberating to a person who can't communicate at all.
And it's just the beginning. And
I knew.
You know,
I knew
again,
a person.
The other equivalent, if you want to think about it, is it's like when we tried to teach cars to drive themselves.
Right. Right.
It was pretty slow, but boy, did it pick up. Yeah, I
knew
expect to see in a couple of years here that this is as quick as you can think it shows up.
I knew a young lady who had cerebral palsy. And I always believed there was a thinking, intelligent person behind her body who could not, she couldn't talk. She could vocalize, but and sometimes you could understand a little bit of what she was saying, but she was racked by cerebral palsy. And I always thought there's an intelligent human being in there I wish I could talk to.
Yep.
And this,
what they're talking about right now, literally the guy, Jamie Henderson, who started, he's the neurosurgeon who's been doing this. He talked about ALS.
Right.
Said
oh yeah.
ALS people.
Oh yeah.
Be really important.
Quickly, bioprinting of skin.
Yes, this is something that was predicted, You and I have kind of talked about it casually, but it is now being done, developed in Spain. It's a new bioprinter.
For grafting, for skin grafts.
I beg your pardon?
For skin grafts.
For skin grafts, but the thing that's amazing about it is that it has to have more than just, you know, you think about skin, but it's got to have proteins, it's got to have connective tissue, it's
right.
Got to do a whole bunch of things, and they're doing it.
Wow.
So this is the, we've talked about 3D printing and how important it would be, and here it comes on the medical thing. Literally, the article says and suggests that the idea of a skin graft, taking your skin from one place and moving it to another, will be a thing of the past in the next couple of years.
These are the kinds of things that we get to be excited about with regard to technology. And I'm afraid, though, more and more today, they're being overshadowed by the things that are not so great, which one of which we're going to talk about a little bit after the next break with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com is the website, folks. Go there and check it out. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Stay with us.
My own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.